Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning into the Newhouse Insider Podcast. My name is Eric Baker, and today I'm joined by Professor Chris Tuohy, Associate Chair of the Broadcast and Digital Journalism Program, otherwise known as BDJ, here at the SI Newhouse School of Public Communications. Professor Tuohy, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Just to kick this off, could you tell us a bit about your background in journalism and give the listeners some context of your professional and educational expertise?
Sure. I think I'm fairly typical of our department in that I come out of a bunch of years in industry. I started out as a summer replacement reporter at a TV station in Springfield, Massachusetts, basically vacation relief, as it were. At the end of the summer, they didn't have any reporter positions, but they had producer jobs, so I ended up becoming the producer of the 11 o'clock newscast. And then I went back to reporting full-time, and then from there I went to Columbus, Ohio. I was hired as a weekend producer and weekday reporter. I was there for about 3 years, and then I went to Cleveland, where I spent the next 10 years or so. I worked at first the ABC affiliate there, then the NBC affiliate as an executive producer, and then finally the Fox Zone station as an executive producer and special projects producer. So I've got about 20 years of broadcast news experience, and as I said, that's kind of typical of our department. We're all professionally based. I consider myself a broadcaster and a journalist first. I'm also an educator and an administrator in academia as well, but I do everything from the perspective of a professional.
And I imagine a lot of students coming in are relatively set on what they think they want to do. But as somebody who made that transition from reporter to producer to back to reporter, how do you speak to your students about considering one or the other path?
Well, these days, more than ever, you've got to be multifaceted. And it is true that most people, when they think about a career in broadcast journalism, they tend to think in terms of the people on air, because that's the people you see. I mean, you see the Jeff Glores and the Mike Tirico's and all these people. But there's also a lot of jobs behind the scenes that you don't see. Producers are sort of, I like to call them the quarterback of a newscast. They decide what stories are going to be in the newscast and more or less pick which videos, graphics, and all these kinds of things, and have oversight over the writing. And producers are the people that end up moving up in management, becoming the bosses. And a lot of students, when they get a taste of that, they realize, hey, I like being in charge of things. And maybe being in front of the camera isn't as much fun as I thought. So we give you enough of both sides for students to make a decision about which path they want to follow. And I think part of the strength of the program is you're exposed to every aspect of broadcast news. And even if you already know what you want to do and you never waver from that, it's still important to understand. It's kind of the walk a mile in the other guy's shoes sort of mindset.
Yeah.
It's important to know how all the pieces fit together.
So what about the field of journalism? And I say this knowing it's a very broad field. It was my undergraduate degree as well. But what about the field is the most exciting to you? And what are some of the ways you see the field evolving, especially in the landscape of, I'm using air quotes here, but fake news?
Yeah, it's an interesting time, isn't it? And that's okay. I think the great thing about being involved in journalism, and particularly electronic journalism, broadcast journalism, television, video, whatever you want to call it, is it marries two really cool things. One is following what's going on in the world, and as they say, you know, the news coverage is the first version of history in terms of, you know, writing and reporting what's happening. And I think if you're a curious person, and if you're also the kind of person that likes to hold other people accountable, journalism is an exciting career, and it will get you to places and things and stories that in the regular walking life you would never encounter. But with our major, that's married to production. If you enjoy storytelling, if you enjoy putting visuals, the pictures, the sounds, and the words together to tell stories, you know, that's a whole different skill set, but you marry them together to become a storyteller. And so, sure, the journalists are oftentimes held under, you know, scrutiny for how they do their jobs, and that's the way it should be. If we're the fourth estate, then we should be accountable as well, and there's always missteps along the way. But I think it's the old saying, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think there's a lot of introspection going on, and I think out of it comes better journalism, even though process right now might be a little bit painful.
So journalism programs are fairly common. You know, here at Newhouse, we kind of break up M&O, magazine news and online, and broadcast digital journalism. But journalism programs themselves are not all that rare. So why should a prospective student consider Newhouse as opposed to any other graduate school or program?
Well, sure. First, my disclaimer. Anytime I'm talking to anybody about our program, someone who's looking at different programs, is I make it clear I am not a salesperson.
Sure.
Again, I'm a journalist and a broadcaster by trade and almost an academic by accident. But my job is to tell you what we do, to give you the best possible information I can, so that then the applicant can make a decision about what is in his or her best interest. So having said that, I do think we have a really good program. And I think the strength of our program is based back to a little bit of what I said right off the top, the professional aspect. I already went through my background, but you know, Simon Perez, one of our professors who generally teaches grad students, we hired him out of the CBS-owned station, the newsroom in San Francisco.
Okay.
Suzanne Lysak, another really popular faculty member, she worked many years at many different markets and was a news director in Los Angeles. A couple of our newest hires, Elliot Lewis and Shelby Adansi, both have extensive on-air experience. And also, they both have print experience as well. So our curriculum is built around real-world deadlines, real-world reporting. We always talk about we don't allow people to be hill huggers here.
Mm.
You've got to get off campus, and you've got to cover the stories that the average Central New Yorker cares about.
Yeah.
We're not interested in college stories unless they're big stories or they somehow impact the community. And we expect students to work to professional standards.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what professional standards are because we've walked the walk. Now, part and parcel with that, we're extremely well equipped. We've got a beautiful state-of-the-art newsroom and news studio.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 55 high-quality, professional-quality cameras on the shelf that are of use for our grad students and undergrads. And, again, the whole program is about professionalism. We pride ourselves in training people who can walk out the door, get hired, and turn content their first day on the job. And that's why our people get hired. The people who hire people know that they're going to get somebody who's got the skills and was trained in a professional way.
Well, that's a fantastic segue into the next question.
I like to provide fantastic segues.
It definitely helps. So what sort of professional opportunities can a Newhouse graduate of the BDJ program expect? And if you could, give us a couple examples of jobs recent alumni might have been able to procure.
Sure. A typical scenario for many years has been local TV news.
Mm-hmm.
And that means starting in a smaller market, doing whatever it is the job you want to do. In other words, go to the level you have to go to be a reporter or be a producer, whatever it is you want to do. Typically, students will land jobs in places, you know, like Palm Desert, California,
mm-hmm.
Waco, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But not exactly the places that you want to necessarily end up in your career. Not that they're bad locations, but people tend to want to move up into bigger and better markets. And the types of jobs are generally reporter jobs, or in today's vernacular, MMJs, multimedia journalist, which mm-hmm. means you're not only turning video stories for broadcast, but also for social media and the web and, you know, whatever platform of distribution is being used. Some students do land producing jobs in larger markets to start out. Some students will end up with production jobs at the cable or network level. And again, there's the sports people.
Mm-hmm.
We have always been known as a school that trains people in careers for sports, not because that was our intent, but our model of being a journalism first program has always worked real well for the sports people. And so sports people will often go out and become the local sports anchor at a local TV station. A lot of students will use their journalistic skills to have play-by-play careers. And again, there's a lot of production jobs, behind-the-scenes jobs these days with all the regional sports networks that are out there and sports information people working for colleges and universities and so forth. One thing I always like to throw in when I'm talking about the program, and it's really cliche, but it's actually quite true. Years ago, I was talking to a former sportscaster I worked with in Cleveland, and he said, it doesn't matter if you want to cover the White House or the White Sox, you need the same skills. Mm. And that's a fun little saying, but the crazy thing is, several years later, out of our program, we have a White House correspondent on CBS News, and we have the voice of the Chicago White Sox. So it's not just a saying, it's absolutely true. It works in terms of whatever way you want to use your journalism degree.
I want to touch on the MMJ thing a little bit, just because I know that journalists nowadays are being expected to do more and more on their own. Instead of what used to be like a 3-4 person crew going out to cover a story, tends to be a reporter on their own, setting up the camera, getting everything ready. Maybe they have a partner. How do you go about preparing students for that solo expectation?
Well, again, it's part of what does the professional world demand. Mm. That's what we want to be able to deliver. And you're right. Mostly because of improvements in equipment and technology, it is now possible for one person to be their own videographer, editor, and do it all. There's trade-offs to that, of course. The more things you do, the fewer things you can do well. Mm-hmm. But the MMJ model, it works for most kinds of stories. And it's not only the shooting, the editing, and the reporting of the video story, but you're also out there tweeting updates on whatever you're covering and supplying content for your station's Facebook page or web page. So, yeah, there's a lot of skills to keep track of. And, you know, now you've got to be able to write for broadcast and write Associated Press style copy. Mm-hmm. When I was a reporter, I didn't have to worry about that. So there is a lot to do, and it's all included in our curriculum. And, you know, is it a lot of work? Yes. Mm. But the upside of that is there's not a lot of downtime, so you never get bored.
True.
If you're looking for an upside. But no, it's the funny thing about the MMJ approach is a lot of students find, even if they come in without a lot of, you know, videography, video shooting experience, they actually enjoy that control. Mm. They know the story they want to tell, and so they don't have to guess or work through somebody else to get the pictures and sounds they need to tell the story. They're in charge of that as well. And a lot of students, even if they move to a market that doesn't use as many MMJs, they almost don't want to give up the camera.
So let's talk about curriculum then. What are some of the courses students can expect to take in the program? And are there any that tend to be particularly popular with students? I know that BDJs have some flexibility in their schedule for electives, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that's how typically people work in their sports communications emphasis. So what courses can a student expect to take, and then what are some that tend to be popular?
Sure. Right off the bat, we start in the middle of the summer, long about July 1st, and it's two courses that we sort of roll together and call boot camp.
Yeah.
And the point of boot camp is it's 6 weeks, 4 days a week, all day long, where we are trying to get everyone on a level playing field. Some people come in with a little bit of experience. Some come in with no experience at all. And we have to pretty much get everybody up to speed. So there's a lot of writing. There is some radio-style reporting, just with audio, and even some radio newscast production. And what's always interesting is students, the beginning of boot camp, you know, they'll have like 2 days to put together a 45-second story, and some of them will be really stressed about that. Mm-hmm. A few months later into the program, they realize how far they've come and how silly it was to be stressed over something like that. So boot camp really is a quick shakedown to get everybody up to speed on the basic skills, and that is followed by a TV reporting class, which, for my money, is the most important class in the whole program. It meets 3 times a week. There's a lecture once a week. There's a live lab, a 4-hour live lab once a week, and that's where we work on live reporting skills, the ability to show up at the scene of a story and quickly assess what's going on and put it into a coherent story that you can look into the camera and tell to a viewer. And then one day a week you're out shooting, writing, and editing your video stories. And that's pretty much an all-day proposition. And as you mentioned, there is room for electives. There's not a lot of room. It's a 13-month program, so It's fairly prescriptive. But for the sports people, there are classes in sports reporting and anchoring. It's kind of the typical fare you see in a local TV station. And on the news side, there's an advanced newscast production and news management class that lines up students with one of the local TV stations. It's kind of an internship element, but it's a little more intense than that. We also have a weekly live program that goes out on campus cable called Mornings on the Hill, where students can be involved in as on-air talent or behind-the-scenes producers. And there's political reporting class, and there's a number of other specialized classes in things like data journalism and social media, entrepreneurship, and things of that nature that students can also take if it fits their areas of interest. Again, it's a real busy curriculum, and you're only here for 13 months, but even within that curriculum, there is some flexibility to explore more deeply some of the things you're interested in.
So what would you say is the single biggest misconception about journalism in the modern era, and how does a Newhouse education combat that? I'd ask if this has changed in recent years. I feel like with journalism being an always evolving thing, it's inevitable that it's changed in recent years. So how does that constant state of flux affect this education students receive here?
Well, it obviously does, as you say. And one of the classes the grads take is called Critical and Historical Perspectives on the News.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially an ethics class. And it's one of those classes where you build your syllabus before the semester starts, and then stuff starts to happen. And these days, things happen with great regularity. Again, the fake news that's been referenced before, and other types of controversies and reporting, things like from the Me Too movement. Anything that is going on that affects what is covered and how things are covered ends up being a topic in an ethics class.
Mm.
And there's also a law class, and the law is always evolving as well. So that's one of the ways we keep up with all these changes in evolving. And they come up in the classes as well. Obviously, if we're that practically oriented, as I say we are, then some of the issues about what you can and what you can't report and what you should report and what's ethical to report is not only going to be discussed in class, but it's going to be topics that are going to come up in your reporting classes as well.
I know you said you're not a salesman, but what would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse or Syracuse or broadcast and digital journalism that they may not know? And what sort of recommendations would you have that they get under their belt before they get here?
The first thing students should do is really do the research. Mm-hmm. Really do the research about what you think you're getting yourself into. By and large, our students are pretty good about that. Graduate education isn't cheap,
and
it's a commitment. So you really should. I mean, you wouldn't buy a car sight unseen without doing any homework. At least I don't think you should. And I certainly wouldn't buy a grad program sight unseen either. Understand that this is a writing major. We write, and we write some more, and we write for different platforms. And good writing is essential to everything we do. People don't show up at the news studio and have other people hand them copy. It's just not the way it works. You write your own stories. So with that in mind, you also have to know what's going on in the world. You have to be curious. You have to be an avid news consumer. And you have to be a discerning news consumer. You know, you have to understand that just because you see it on Twitter doesn't make it true. And again, most of our students get that. But in today's world, with fake news and whatnot, the people who are putting out fake stories are a little more clever than they used to be. So you have to understand how to research things. It's a lot of work. That minute and a half or whatever you're on the air is the end product of many hours of work. You know, the on-air aspect of it is fun. And again, if you like being a communicator, it's a great part of the job. but it's just the tip of the iceberg. And this is, as I said before, a journalism-first program. We are very committed to the skills of writing and solid reporting and developing sources and finding story ideas that people really care about and mean something to their lives. And it's a lot of work, but, you know, another old cliche, it's the hardest job you'll ever love. You've really got to have a passion for it, because if you don't, the hard work gets to be a whole lot harder. Trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we ask of our students. We know what we're doing. Our program works. The proof is out there on TV stations and other platforms from coast to coast and even internationally. So our students get jobs. That's the proof in the pudding for me. So you got to trust the process that we know what we're doing.
I think that should just be the closing of every podcast we do. Our students get jobs.
Well, but, you know, that's what it's all about. Mm. If we're not getting I mean, winning awards is nice and all these other accolades are nice. But at the end of the day, if you're ponying up money for a grad program to have a career, then there's got to be some assurance that you're going to come out the back end of this trained to get a job. The rest of it's up to you.
Well, thank you, Professor Tuohy, for joining us today on Newhouse Insider and sharing your experience and advice with us.
Happy to do it. And obviously, you'll be referring people to further sources of information.
I will be.
And I'm among those sources. And I would encourage people to go ahead and make contact. As I said, not a salesman, but happy to answer questions.
If you are a prospective student, or you do just want to learn more about the BDJ department or any of our graduate programs, visit www.newhouseinsider.syr.edu. Thanks for listening.